The trivia must flow. Hey gang, this is episode 263 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. This week we're diving into both a sci-fi classic and a new movie coming in March. It's Dune trivia. I've had this one on my to-do list since 2019, and with the new film coming, I figured it was past time. So, with that, let's chug some juice of Safu and get started. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What young nobleman is the focus of the first Dune book? Paul Atreides. Number 2. Who directed the first film adaptation of Dune in 1984? David Lynch. Number 3. Who are Paul Atreides' parents? Duke Leto and Lady Jessica. Number 4. What is the official name of the planet known as Dune? Arrakis. Number 5. What desert people call Arrakis home? The Fremen. Number 6. Lady Jessica belongs to what religious order? The Bene Gesserit. Number 7. Who wrote the book Dune and its sequels? Frank Herbert. Number 8. Dune is the only known place in the universe where what valuable resource can be found? The Spice Melange. Number 9. Who uses the spice to fold space and make interstellar travel possible? The Guild Navigators. Number 10. What giant creatures roam the sands of Arrakis? The Sandworms. The Geeky Round. Number 1. At the beginning of the series, what planet does the Atreides family call home? Caladan. Number 2. Who directed the 2021 adaptation and its 2024 sequel? Denis Villeneuve. Number 3. Brian Herbert, Frank's son, would pair with what prolific author to revisit the Dune universe starting in 1999? Kevin J. Anderson. Number 4. Because thinking machines are banned, the royal houses use what group of human computers for complex mathematics? Mentats. Number 5. Who does Paul Atreides marry? Princess Irulan. Number 6. Who is Paul Atreides' sister? Aaliyah Atreides. Number 7. Which Dune character was played by both Patrick Stewart and Josh Brolin? Gurney Halleck. Number 8. What cable network ran a Dune miniseries in 2000 and a sequel miniseries in 2003? The Sci-Fi Channel. Number 9. Who betrays the Atreides family after they arrive on Arrakis? Dr. Wellington Yue. Number 10. According to the Bene Gesserit, what is the Mind Killer? Fear. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. The books are written using what point of view style? Third person omniscient. Number 2. Who is Lady Jessica's biological father? Baron Harkonnen. Number 3. What planet is home to House Harkonnen? Giedi Prime. Number 4. Herbert based the conflict on Dune on what 19th century war? The Caucasian War. Many of the words used in the books are borrowed from the languages used by combatants in that war. Number 5. What was the last Dune book penned by Frank Herbert? Chapter House, Dune. Number 6. What Dune-based video game became the prototype for modern real-time strategy games like Command & Conquer and Warcraft? Dune 2, The Building of a Dynasty. Number 7. What character is the only one to appear in all 6 of the original Dune books? Duncan Idaho. Number 8. What is the name of the Emperor's fearsome super soldiers? The Saudakar. Number 9. What is the name of Paul Atreides' daughter? Ganima. Number 10. In 1973, what director started work on a film adaptation of Dune? Alejandro Jodorowsky. Some of the cast would have included Orson Welles, Salvador Dali, and Hervé Villechaize, with art by H.R. Giger. And that's it for Dune Trivia. How'd you do? I'm looking forward to the second part of the story coming in March. Let me know on social media or Spotify which adaptation you like best. I'll be back here with more trivia next week. Here's a clue for the next episode. What celestial object can usually be found approximately 384,000 kilometers away from Earth? A little science trivia next week. Good luck. This was episode 263 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. The theme music was provided by Jason Shaw at audionautics.com. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. Come find out what else I'm up to at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes I wish I'd lost a leg or something. Everyone can understand that. They never get it when what's been broken is inside your head. 5 years after an unspeakable tragedy that changed him forever, Gordy Allen has made a new home with his half-brother, Kevin. Their arrangement works since Kevin is the only person who can protect Gordy at school and keep him focused on getting his life back on track. But just when it seems like things are becoming normal, Gordy's biological father comes back into the picture, demanding a place in his life. Now there's nothing to stop Gordy from falling into a tailspin that could cost him everything, including his relationship with Sarah, the first girl he's trusted with the truth. With his world spinning out of control, the only one who can help Gordy is himself, if he can find the strength to confront the past and take back his future. These Gentle Wounds by Helene Dunbar was named one of the best YA books of 2014 and is on Epic Reads' list of 20 books that will change your view of the world. These Gentle Wounds is available now on Audible and iTunes.